Pod Quiz 1095. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1095.
Round 1.
We'll start this week with an odd one out music round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, you need to identify the odd one out of the four.
Question 1. Question 2.
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shot.
Question 3.
Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose.
I do hope that dog is for sale.
Question 4.
I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is...
Question 5.
Please identify the odd one out of those four songs.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on the number 0.
Question 6.
In the sport of tennis, which word represents a score of 0 in a game?
Question 7.
On a roulette wheel, what is the normal colour for the 0 slot?
Question 8.
In the animated film The Nightmare Before Christmas, what kind of animal is Jack's pet 0? A cat, a dog, or a mouse?
Question 9.
In mathematics, what is the result of raising any non-zero number to the power of 0?
Question 10.
In physics, what name is given to the temperature -273.15 Celsius?
Round 3.
Round 3 is famous people. I'm about to play 5 short clips of people speaking, and in each case, I'd like you to tell me their name.
Question 11.
Next. In a little-known film called Lord of the Rings, playing Galadriel, I did have someone I deeply respect say to me, look, they're making this weird film in New Zealand, and they want you to play an elf for 3 weeks. You don't want to do that, do you? I did.
Question 12.
Running against a former president of the United States who had been running for 10 years with 107 days to go. On behalf of everyone whose story could only be written in the greatest nation on earth, I accept your nomination to be president of the United States of America.
Question 13.
In 1950, the Holy Father approved of the new congregation of the Missionaries of Charity And then in the new congregation, I took the vows of the new congregation of love, poverty, chastity, obedience, and charity. God has been very wonderful to us. We have 182 novices in our three novitiates, one in Rome and one in Calcutta and one in Melbourne.
Question 14.
I think every rivalry is completely different. McEnroe Borg had a fantastic rivalry a few time ago, and Federer and mine, we're having a lot of matches last couple of years. No, it's exciting, it's emotional, but at the same time, we have a very good relationship, and it's good because I think we understand that tennis is really all the game.
Question 15.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. We just kind of clicked straight back in time. I mean, it's been a long time. It's been 10 years since we wrapped the last movie, and yeah, time has passed. I do feel like an old man now. Kind of more than just 8 films. It's like it was our childhood.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I've already started showing her the trailers, and she has a wand and a Pez dispenser with my head on it. Yeah, we don't feed her Pez, but...
Round 4.
The final round this week is places.
Question 16.
Famous for its frescoes by Botticelli and other Renaissance painters, the Sistine Chapel in the Apostolic Palace is found in which city-state?
Question 17.
The Atomium is a landmark modernist building in Brussels, Belgium, that is supposed to represent a crystal of which element? Carbon, iron, or platinum?
Question 18.
The junction between the Berlin streets of Friedrichstrasse with Zimmerstrasse and Mauerstrasse is the site of which World War II crossing point?
Question 19.
Courtney, Duncan, and Nanaimo are all cities on which Canadian island?
Question 20.
The Ginza District is a popular upscale shopping area in which city? I'll be back in a minute and a half with the answers after Tab and Anatech with Patient Zero. Number 1 was Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. I tell the fellas starting in. Number 2 was Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Number 3 was What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
Yeah.
has a dog, he won't be lonesome.
Number four was How Much Is That Doggy in the Window by Patti Page.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
And number five, the odd one out, we had Hound Dog Who Let the Dogs Out, and How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. So the odd one out was number three, Tom Jones with What's New Pussycat.
Round two.
Round two was on the number zero, and the answer to number six, Love represents a score of zero in tennis. Number seven, on a roulette wheel, the normal colour for the zero slot is green. Number eight, in The Nightmare Before Christmas, zero is a dog. Number nine, raising any non-zero number to the power of zero results in one. And number 10, the name for the temperature, minus 273.15 Celsius, is absolute zero.
Round three.
Round three was Famous Voices, and the answer to number 11 was Kate Blanchett. For 3 weeks, you don't want to do that, do you? Number 12 was Kamala Harris. Greatest nation on earth. Number 13 was Mother Teresa. Number 14 was Rafael Nadal. And number 15 was Rupert Grint.
Round 4.
The final round was Places, and the answer to number 16, the Sistine Chapel, is in the Vatican City. Number 17, the Atomium represents a crystal of iron. Number 18, that junction on Friedrichstrasse in Berlin is Checkpoint Charlie. Number 19, Courtney, Duncan and Nanaimo are cities on Vancouver Island. And number 20, the Ginza district can be found in Tokyo. That's it for Pod Quiz 1095. Thank you very much for listening, and as ever, I do hope you enjoyed it. We have just one message this week. Happy birthday, Katie. Love your quizband Chris and little quizlings, Emily and Chelsea. Quizmaster@podquiz.com is my email address if you'd like to get in touch, and I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. Bye now.